I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez surprised a lot of people over the weekend. He issued a blunt message to neighboring Colombia's FARC rebels. Chavez urged the rebels to release their hostages and seek a negotiated settlement with the government of Colombia. The FARC are a Marxist rebel group. The FARC's been at war with the government for more than four decades now. The United States has previously criticized Venezuela's Chavez for his support of the FARC, but today the U.S. State Department welcomed the comments by the Venezuelan president. The BBC's James Ingham is in Caracas. He says that Washington has good reason to be pleased with Chavez's remarks. First of all, because Colombia is a staunch U.S. ally, and second, because of the FARC's hostage issue.
The FARC are holding three American nationals. And we do know that the Colombian military has recently spotted them. The defense minister spoke to a Colombian radio station today and said that Colombian soldiers did see them in an area in the southeast of the country. They said they didn't attempt to rescue at that time because it was too risky, but it does seem that they are tracking them. And this will give a lot of hope to the relatives and friends of these three Americans that some sort of release could be possible.
All right. So clearly there are American interests, not only by virtue of the fact that these three contractors have been held for several years now by the FARC, but also in terms of the U.S. relationship with Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela next door. What does it mean that he himself has called on these FARC rebels to end this four-decade-long struggle and release hostages like those Americans like Ingrid Betancourt and others?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think many people will be surprised by President Chavez's move. He has in the past expressed support towards the FARC. He said that they are a legitimate army with a valid political goal, if you like.
By the way, let me just interrupt there when you said political goal. What is their political goal? What's he in sympathy with?
That political goal is based on a Marxist or a communist ideology that the FARC are fighting for the rights of the poor, for the rights of indigenous Colombians. But now we're seeing President Chavez telling them that this kind of guerrilla war is history. So it is certainly a change. But interestingly for the United States, one of the things that President Chavez did say is that by continuing this war that they have, it provides the perfect excuse for the United States to threaten the region. Of course, President Chavez is accused by Colombia and by the United States of actually supporting the FARC. Colombia is saying that they found documents in a raid that they carried out in Ecuador that suggest that President Chavez has actually funded the FARC to the tune of several hundred million dollars. The Venezuelan government denies any wrongdoings, but clearly this is putting pressure on President Chavez.
So Chavez has been saying all along that he is not so aligned with the FARC, has not been funding them. Yet now, if he's calling for them to disband, to release their hostages, he's saying they're a thing of the past. How much pull does he actually have? I guess this will prove it, depending on what FARC's response is.
Well, absolutely. President Chavez clearly does have some clout in the region. He has many other allies in Latin American countries, but also the FARC listen to him. You know, they have a considerable respect for him, and certainly the FARC now are at a pivotal moment. They are looking a little bit weak. They have lost several top leaders. They've also lost many of their lower ranks who've given themselves up to the Colombian government. And now with a change of leadership, we could possibly see some sort of change of direction from the FARC. And I think, you know, if they listen to President Chavez, then we could be seeing some sort of development here in the region.
Just one final question for you, James. Is the fact that Venezuela's president is calling on the FARC to disband, saying basically you're a model that's out of date, does that mean that he's trying to position himself as the way forward, the way Latin America should look toward socialism in the 21st century?
Well, absolutely. President Chavez has a big goal, and that is uniting South America, a dream that he certainly wants to achieve during his political career. He has some considerable allies in the region, but of course there are differences, and the differences are highlighted particularly between Colombia and Venezuela. Venezuela with this great socialist leader, Colombia with President Uribe from the center or to the right of politics. And clearly President Chavez sees South America going in his direction. He sees this left-wing movement as being the future for South America, And he believes if the FARC can disband as a guerrilla movement, then they can do what he's doing here in Venezuela, trying to change the politics of Colombia as well.
Thank you, as always. James Ingham, BBC correspondent based in Caracas, Venezuela. Thank you, James.